WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And today we're tackling a topic that's near and dear to my heart, how to prioritize your time and energy like a boss. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel? Always busy, but never getting anywhere. Yeah, I get it. We live in a world that bombards us with demands, distractions, and endless to-do lists. It's easy to feel overwhelmed and scattered, constantly chasing after things that don't truly matter. But guess what? You have the power to change that. By mastering the art of prioritizing your time and energy, you can reclaim control over your life and focus on what truly brings you joy and fulfillment. Let's dive into five powerful principles that will help you become a prioritization master. First up, we gotta get crystal clear about our values. What matters most to you? Is it family, creativity, personal growth, health, or maybe all of the above? Once you identify your core values, everything else starts to fall into place. Think of it like this. Your values are your guiding stars, and your actions should always align with them. So, when faced with a decision, ask yourself, does this choice support my values? If the answer is no, it's probably not worth your time and energy. Next up, we need to learn the art of saying no. This one's tough, right? But hear me out, saying yes to everything ultimately leads to burnout and resentment. It's like trying to squeeze too much water into a small glass. Something's gotta give. By politely declining requests that don't align with your values or goals, you create space for the things that truly matter. Think of it as an act of self-love, protecting your time and energy for what brings you joy and fulfillment. Now, let's talk about scheduling and planning. I know, some people cringe at the thought of schedules, but trust me on this one. Having a structure in place can help you stay focused and avoid feeling overwhelmed. Block out time for your most important tasks, those that align with your values and contribute to your goals. You know, those things that really move the needle in your life. And speaking of goals, remember to set realistic expectations. We all want to be superhumans, but let's be real, it's not sustainable. Break down your big goals into smaller, more manageable steps. This makes them less daunting and keeps you motivated along the way. Remember, progress over perfection. Finally, don't forget to recharge. You can't pour from an empty cup. Make time for activities that replenish your energy, whether it's spending time with loved ones, taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, or simply relaxing and doing nothing at all. Your mind and body need this downtime to function at their best. Imagine this. You're standing in the middle of a crowded room full of people all shouting different things, pulling you in every direction. It's chaos, right? That's what it can feel like when we try to tackle everything at once without prioritizing. But let's say you step back from that crowd and identify your core values, what truly matters to you. Then, you politely decline the invitations that don't align with those values, focus on the conversations that resonate with you, and carve out space for the activities that bring you joy. Suddenly, the room feels less chaotic and more manageable. You're in control of your experience. That's the power of prioritization. So, remember, friends, prioritizing isn't about saying no to everything, it's about saying yes to what truly matters. It's about creating space for the things that bring you joy and fulfillment. You've got this. Now go out there and make some magic happen. Don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode with me on social media. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to prioritizing? What strategies have helped you find balance in your life? Let's keep the conversation going. And remember, tune in tomorrow for another dose of wisdom and inspiration, because life's too short to not live it to the fullest.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.